Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is fourth and goal. This is the game right here. This is it. Win it or lose it. Right here. Hurts in the gun. Hang on. Deep breath. Hurts back. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete. Touchdown. They take Smitty. The lead. Smith.
Smitty.
It's Smith. Devontae Smith.
Smitty.
Into the end zone. They take the lead.
No, you know what I liked about that one? Decisive. He saw it before the snap where he wanted to go with the football. Boom! Let it rip. Front corner of the end zone. Touchdown to Devontae Smith. Hurts money the entire second half. What a performance by the Eagles. Hugh, what every time we replay these moments yesterday, I just keep thinking about that comeback and how it happened. It's unbelievable they won that football game. 26-7 down after the half, or after the beginning of the half. You can replay that game 100 times. Maybe one time it goes that way.
Yeah, and it's the tale of two halves. It's phenomenal. That's why I feel the way I feel this morning. Something changed. Like, something changed altogether. Because it just looked like they scrapped everything that they were going to do and just went with whatever, you know what I mean, whatever game plan they felt was going to be better. And that doesn't normally happen in the NFL. I should say it happened yesterday, but I've never been a part of something like that. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, the impetus was, I think they had to, right? Like, they were down.
Well, yeah, you got to throw to get back in the game. Yeah. But to be as effective as you were doing it, like, it just feels like it was different. It just feels like it was a different play caller to me.
Maybe they needed yesterday. You know, in a weird way, maybe they needed to be down 3 scores for them to realize what they have in the passing game. Because, you know, what have we heard the last few weeks? Well, we're doing what we have to do to win the game. We don't have to throw, right? When we talked about the passing game, people would say, Joe, they don't have to throw. Why do you want them to throw more? Well, maybe yesterday they had no choice, and they said, all right, well, now we got to throw. And now they realize they can throw it effectively again, so maybe we'll get a more balanced and better attack moving forward.
So I guess the one area where I will I'll give it to Hugh is where when they're doing the tempo thing, how much of that, do they have time between the plays for Petullo to be talking?
They don't.
To Jalen?
They don't. They don't, because when you go up tempo, you're trying to keep the defense off balance. You're trying to keep them from doing their substitutions. So, you know, he might say, you know, the formation, but Jalen has the right to change it right there at the line. So that's how they go when they go up.
So do they go into those, like, when they have, say, a chunk of 5 or 6 plays, they sort of give like a baseline of these are the kind of plays that we might want to run.
Well,
and then you go off of them when you're in the moment.
This is the thing. I don't know how it works for a quarterback in that sense. I know how it works from the defensive side. We'll have a base defense that we're in, and we might have a couple of plays that we will, like certain stunts and stuff, but it's not too intricate. So I'm assuming it's the same with the offense. You might have a handful of plays where, you know, you line up in a certain formation. And these plays are available to you, but the thing is, you don't want to give the defense enough time to look at what you're doing.
Yeah, and you keep the defense on the field, the same personnel.
Yes, you keep that same personnel on the field.
It almost felt like they were in a two-minute the entire – when they went down 26-7, they just call it two-minute, four-minute, like hurry up, right? Like the whole rest of the game, because you kind of knew at that point, while we're down 3 scores, it's in the second half, there's going to be limited possessions. Maybe we get the ball 4 more times, we got to score at 3 of them at least and try to hold them down. And it all worked out. Let's hear from a couple of the characters that were huge in the comeback. The quarterback, the wide receiver. And you listen to these guys, it certainly feels like they felt like they were being held back early on in the season, first couple games, first half, and they were happy that finally the whole thing opened up in the second half. Let's start with A.J. Brown on the offense being conservative and how it changed. Here's A.J.
Me personally, I truly believe, man, we got so many good players on this team, you know, and at times, you know, you can feel like we're being conservative. I don't think it should be like that. You know, I think it should, you know, let your killers do their thing, you know, and play fast and play aggressive. I'm not saying that we haven't been, but, you know, me personally, that's what I would like, you know. Obviously, we're going to run the ball, and we're going to set up the run off the pass and the pass off the run. But, you know, we have a lot of good players, and I feel like you should just let us go.
You know what I hear when I hear that? I hear a wide receiver that thinks, and I'm guessing, they've gone too far to where a running team. Like, they went from balance. And then the first couple weeks of the season, I feel like he was sitting there like, what are we doing? Like, we have me. We have Devontae. We have, obviously, Goddard didn't play week two. But we have Dallas Goedert, had a big touchdown catch that started off yesterday. Why are we banging our heads into the line instead of opening things up?
Yeah, and you saw a little bit of that frustration early in the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was funny because somebody pointed out how Mike Quick was talking about how he was one-on-one a lot of times and he was not targeted. And then this is where I feel like my conspiracy theory is warranted. It's because as soon as you saw Jalen go to him, he bodied that corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like he muscled him out the way. It was like he forearmed him.
Sure.
And he looked like, because I think going into this game, with him not getting that many targets and us recklessly speculating like we like to do, that we thought maybe AJ was hurt.
Or not fully healthy. Yeah, right.
He looked fully healthy on that play. He looked like all of that grown-ass man that we saw him be last year, especially when he just muscled Buddy out the way. Who was Buddy anyway?
Manuel Forbes?
Hey, little Buddy. We're going to call him little Buddy today.
No, and he said he was the least of his worries.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He was like little Buddy. He little Buddy.
Ways, yeah.
He little Buddied him yesterday.
So, like, what that game showed me is that they need to become a passing team. I mean, even Saquon started to look better once they started airing it out.
Pass to set up the run.
And it showed that it goes hand in hand.
So
I understand that. But, like, I think where we came into this season, it was run and then you'll set up the pass.
Opposite.
Do the opposite. The opposite is what seemed to have been working for them. And, like, we talked about it the other day. They should be able to throw the ball down the field and take chances without turning it over. Now, Hurts had the fumble, but he didn't throw an interception. I mean, the ball was in harm's way a couple times. But, like, they were able to move the ball down the field, and it was the most explosive they looked, even Saquon included, because they started using the pass to set up the run.
Yeah, and look, when Jalen had his best year of his career, 2022, that's what they did. They threw early. He was great. They scored a lot of points, and then they ran the football to put teams away. We don't have to wait till we're down 19 points to start throwing the football. I mean, I learned that lesson yesterday. We don't have to do that. We could throw the football. All right, let's hear from Jalen Hurts on the field right after the game. This is with Pam Oliver of Fox. I thought we had a call reference part of this earlier. Interesting. Hugh, Jalen, you almost have to kind of listen closely when he talks, when he's trying to maybe potentially put a message out there. Here's Jalen after the game on the field with Pam Oliver.
What are you going to take away from a victory like today?
Man, regardless, it's always good to get a win. It's always good to get a win. And if that doesn't show you what type of team we are, I don't know what does. Now, we completely did that to ourselves in the first half. Completely. I mean, absolutely completely did that to ourselves. And that's something we gotta fix. It's as simple as that. It's unacceptable.
It's like you guys said later for this, whatever happened in that first half, forget about it. Let's go and show who we are.
We play so many styles of football. We're in that first half. We got to get out of this plan not to lose. We got to come out aggressive and play our game. You saw our game in the second half.
What about Big Boy with the block and chugging down the field?
I knew he was going to block it. I knew he was going to block it. I just knew he was going to block it. That's just a great effort, man. Great effort by everybody. It was frustrating. It was challenging, but it was gritty. And everybody got together and made plays when we needed to. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. But we will fix the things that we need to fix.
I believe you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a good on-field interview by Pam Oliver with Jalen. When I heard him say, you know, playing not to lose, Hugh, that made me feel, as I heard it live yesterday after the game, that he's talking about the way the game is being called, that they're playing too conservative early, and he feels like, why are we waiting? Why are we waiting to unleash the full offense?
Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder. You know, and I have to keep emphasizing this. I haven't talked to anybody. I don't know any of this to be true. It's just the feeling that I have
right.
when I watch that game. It's just that it feels like there was something definitely different about that Eagles team in the second half than it was in the first half. And maybe it was the fact that Jalen just said, you know what, forget it. I'm going to call, you know, whatever I want to call, and we're going to do it that way. I'm going to open it up a little bit. But this is where I feel like – I know Kyle's going to get upset. This is where I feel like the people are valid that said they were playing possum just a little bit. The possum people, you have space here.
No, what
the possum people.
No, because what has space because, is the play. Maybe because, they demoted Petullo halftime.
Because we don't know. We're recklessly speculating. But, so that's why the possum people they got space.
No, they'd have to be stupid to
no,
play possum.
No, but I'm just saying. Okay, but the possum people have space here. They have space.
And I have space to yell at them.
No, I'm saying, but the possum people, you might be on to something. That's all I'm saying.
But why would they allow themselves to be down that much?
Why would you take so long in a game like that to decide to open it up?
Well, so, okay, let's workshop the reality of this. Let's say this stuff is true.
Mm-hmm.
Then I only have, let's leave possum out of the way for a second.
Why?
Because I don't believe it. If they knew they could throw the football like this and they didn't, until they had to. I only have two theories.
Mm-hmm.
The coordinator is on a different planet and doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, ain't nothing technically wrong with being on a different planet.
Okay. He's in over his head.
Okay, that's a better analogy.
Or they didn't trust the quarterback until they had no choice to trust the quarterback. Like, we're going to lose anyway unless we throw the football,
that's
so
fair.
Now let's let him throw.
That's fair. But this is where I feel like I might lean more towards the offensive coordinator. Because we've seen the quarterback do this in the past. We've seen him have moments where, you know, I guess, you know, we talk about what he can't do and then all of a sudden he does it. And he had one of those moments yesterday. Because let's be honest, if this game would have went the way that we thought it was going to go, Jalen was going to take most of the heat.
Well, I mean, they had 33 yards offense in the first
yeah,
half.
He was he was about to take most of the heat.
Of course.
And Kevin Petullo probably would have took a little bit of the heat, but you would have had all these people coming out of woodworks talking about, see, I told you so.
Right.
You know, so that didn't happen. So I am scratching my head trying to understand where this was, like the aggressive approach. Where was this in the first two games?
All right, let me ask this question. How much of this is on Sirianni? And we always absolve him from everything, just everything. Since he gave up play calling, he's just not involved when things go wrong. We just say, well, this or that. It's just on results. I mean, Hugh, he's the head coach. I mean,
yeah.
I wonder how much he was giving a message to Petullo. Let's be conservative. Let's run the football. And then the second half, maybe he went to Petullo and Jalen and said, "Hey, we got to throw here, right?"
Because
I wonder who Jalen's talking about. Like when he said, "You know, playing not to lose." Does he mean him and his guys were tight? Or does he mean the calls they're getting felt very conservative? You mentioned how annoyed you were at the draw on 3rd and 13.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, it was a give-up play.
That was weird. That was weird to me.
It was like you have a rookie quarterback. You don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, and it was like you felt, to your point, like Jalen couldn't make the throw that was needed to get you out of that that backed up situation.
Yeah, they didn't want him to throw a pick or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it all of these things that you were thinking during the course of the game to me are valid because we don't know. I don't know what's going on in that offensive meeting room, the offensive play calling, but it looked like to me somebody said, you know what? Remember that Bill O'Reilly when he said, bump it, we're going live? That's what it looked like to me. Bump it, we're going live.
Yeah, they went live.
They went live yesterday. That's what it reminds me of. It just feels like somebody said, you know what? This ain't it. We doing something different.
Bleep it.
Yes. That's what it feels like.
I agree. The second half play operation felt like bleep it. Like, we're down three scores.
It did.
Bleep it.
And I don't know where that came from. And like I said, I tried to talk to people that were smarter than me, smarter that played offense. And they said, well, you know, a lot of times when, you know, you go up tempo like that, that's all on the quarterback.
That sounds like Air Marshal Hurts. Let him cook.
It sounds different this week than it did last week.
Well, it sounded different in the second half than it did in the first half.
It sounded real ridiculous last week. It don't sound so bad today.
Well, I just know someone around here said let Young cook last week and let him throw and be aggressive. And I got pushback.
Hater Hugh was against it.
I got pushback on let the quarterback play.
I see. You said it's something like that, but it didn't come out that way. But I'll let you have that.
Listening is part of the issue here. Listen to the words said. I want Jalen to be more aggressive in the passing game.
Okay, yeah, I give you that. Yeah. No pushback.
Conservative Douglas. Now.
Oh, so now you want to get on your high horse.
Now bleep it, Hugh, over here.
Conservative Douglas. So great.
Let's go to DeMond.
Not that kind of show.
What's up, DeMond?
Yeah. Good morning.
What's up, DeMond?
Hey, listen, I got something for all y'all today and a little bit for you. But it's definitely for Kyle and it's definitely for Joe.
Okay.
And Kyle, he held me online for 2 hours a day and he thought I was going to hang up.
Yeah, he tried to get you. I knew, DeMond, you wouldn't let him win, though. You can't let Kyle win.
Oh, no. Not today. Especially when my guy, I've been telling Kyle and everybody else for the longest time, my guy is number one. I don't care how it looks. I don't care what's going on. He gets the job done. And I told y'all a couple days ago what was going on with Kevin Petula. He's the worst. Hugh said he was suspect. Hugh, you was right. He was more than suspect. He's trash. David took over and told you he's trash, man. And the crazy thing about that is, let me cook for a minute. Let me tell y'all something.
Go for it.
We are witnessing greatness right now. And y'all not giving my boys no credit. Let me tell you why. Because 19 games, look what happened over the last 19 games. No other team has done this online except for who? The Patriots and also Andy and them. When they was called a dynasty. Now we are starting our own dynasty, man. We got our own dynasty going. We got 12 straight at home. And another thing about this is, I remember a time when y'all loved Carson Wentz and Dirk Diggler.
Not me, DeMond.
Yeah, everybody loves Carson Wentz.
DeMond.
You're quite literally talking to the one guy.
DeMond, I thought he was a bum.
Hey, guess what? Both of them are bums. And none of them, Carson Wentz, your boy number five, your boy, what's the guy name from Buffalo? None of them dudes.
Josh.
None of them right now. Yeah, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
See, now
they
do
don't
go?
Do what my boy do.
Why do we gotta
he
go?
Wins. Listen, he wins. Even on today, the morning show, guess what my man said? He said, guess what, y'all? I got to tell y'all something. Jalen is the best. He's been playing like the best for the last year.
Well,
he hasn't been taking credit. Y'all want to see it look a certain way. It don't matter how it looks. He's a winner, man. He's a winner. And he's proving you wrong every single time. So all I got to say is this, y'all. From now on, stop hating on my boy, man, and give him some love, man. Y'all witnessing greatness right here. Okay. He's all that, man. That's
number
all I got to say.
I love you, DeMond, but Jalen hasn't proven me wrong. He's proven me right. I was a Jalen fan when they drafted him. I wanted him to take over for Carson. I wanted him to throw more on Sunday. DeMond, I love you, but I mean, you want to talk to Jalen haters, talk to Jalen haters. I don't consider myself that. I consider myself to be real on the quarterback. When he plays well, I said earlier in the show, it was one of the most impressive games of his entire career. He was awesome in the second half. He put them on his back and won the football game. I do think it's fun, though, what we've established, though, 2 hours into the show. Kevin Petula only calls the bad plays, and Jalen calls the good plays. If this is the case, Jalen should be the offensive coordinator on Sunday against Tampa. I want Jalen to call the whole game.
Is that what you're saying? I think they need.
If your theory is correct,
look, You're the one talking about.
If your theory is correct, I want whoever was calling the plays yesterday to win that game should call them Sunday in Tampa.
I think there needs to be a better menu. I mean, if that's how you feel, then that we have been told that Jalen is a part of the play. You know, he's involved in the play designs whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe he should be allowed to call more plays if that's the case. I don't know.
I don't know what the answer is,
but the governor feels like it has been taken off. Another big test this weekend is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Especially when you talk about our history with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
My first thought is what we saw in the second half, they will not continue doing that at a rapid pace. Do you expect them to come out throwing like they did to end this game? My guess is they're going to try to be more balanced and kind of hold the throwing until they need to. And I would love to see the offense look the whole game like it looked in the second half. I just would be surprised if they did that.
You know what I think, Joe, since you put me on the spot today, I think that they will come out aggressive because that's kind of the mantra. When you listen to what's being said or what has been said thus far, and I'm feeling like as we progress through the week, that they might come out a little bit more aggressive.
I'd love it. That'd be great.
The one thing that we've seen the last couple times we've been in Tampa is that conservative approach got our butts kicked. You know, you talk about Coach Bowles coming out and the defense that he likes to play and the fact that it feels like it's confused Jalen. If I'm Jalen, I want to come right. I want to go straight. If I get the ball first, I'm going straight at Coach Bowles' neck.
I love it. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Through the first 3 weeks, the best they've looked offensively is yesterday in the second half. The way they threw the football, spread the field, enough of these two tight ends. I don't need any more Grayson or Latu or these guys' names or fullbacks. Enough of this crap. Spread the field and let Jalen cook.
Let him go. Let him cook.
And it's going to push the defense back a little bit, and that will obviously give more space to Saquon to run.
You know what? Another thing that happened yesterday that they're not getting a lot of credit. Defense played lights out. They were on their heels for a lot of that game, and it looked like they were conceding the loss. And then all of a sudden, they got a second win. And they stood on their head yesterday, to use a hockey term. They stood on their head yesterday.
They did a good job in holding to some field goals. I think the Rams scored on six straight possessions. I think it was six, but only came up with 26 points. That's bend but don't break. I mean, that game easily could have been 37-7.
Yeah, it could have been a bludgeoning.
And then it would have been over. Then, like, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, that, it wouldn't have been enough time. But the defense, you know, kept them in check enough to keep it to where it was. Let's go to OG Wade up next on WIP. OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, we're doing well. That was a heck of a win.
Yeah. I think with Kyle and you both had a question for Hugh. After Josh Allen did what he did against the Ravens. And Kyle tried to lie and say his question was, is the Eagles able to – no, that's not what you asked Hugh. You asked Hugh, do you think Jalen could bring the Eagles back from like that?
No, I did say that.
He was saying, I don't know. Then he said, but Hugh, you can actually now speak the truth to it and be factual about it and tell him yes. I do think Jalen could do that.
Well, he's done it.
We went over that today.
Yeah.
I brought it up.
No. You brought it up, but you lied.
No, I didn't lie. I just tried, maybe I didn't say it the way. You know, OG, maybe I said it in a way that you didn't like, but look, it doesn't have to be pretty. Just got to get the win.
You said that you asked Hugh, do you think the Eagles could come back?
It's the same thing. Yes, it is. He's the quarterback of the Eagles, OG.
No.
Drop it.
Well, just all you got to do is stand on your stuff. That's all I'm saying.
We're going to let you make all your points. I do think it's worth noting that game was in the 40s. Yesterday, the Eagles had to get to 27. It's very hard to get to the 40s if you don't score at all in the first half. There's not enough possessions, right? You need possessions to get to 40 points. So if you score only once in the first half, getting to 40 in regulation is nearly impossible. So the point was, could they win that particular game in week one, the Ravens-Bills, the 41-40 game? if the Eagles were in that game yesterday, they would not have won. They didn't get to that many points. They got to 26 offense, 27 offensive
points.
By
the way, I gave you an inch, and you got to take a mile.
Yeah, like,
can you just take the win and let it go?
Jalen had an awesome comeback.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my
both
goodness.
Y'all is wrong.
Oh, no, my no, goodness. We know.
Wait a second. Wait, no. Hold on. Why can't we just live in reality? Jalen's comeback was awesome yesterday, one of the greatest games of his career. If the Eagles' defense had allowed the Rams to get to 40, they wouldn't have won.
Okay, now can I finish?
Yes.
Can I land my plane?
Go ahead.
My point to you guys is, what was the score in the Buffalo game at the time that Buffalo had to make the comeback? It wasn't as egregious as yesterday's game was, is my point.
They scored 22 in the fourth quarter, OG. The Bills in week one scored 22 in the fourth quarter of the game. The Eagles yesterday scored 27 the whole game on offense.
Okay, so isn't that more?
Are we really splitting these hairs right now?
Yes, we are.
I mean, you're the one that started it. I just wanted this.
And I brought it up today. And you want to take it to a whole other level?
Will you stop? That's it. Jalen Hurts had an awesome comeback yesterday. He had an awesome comeback. What? I don't understand why everyone isn't happy today. Jalen Hurts had an incredible comeback yesterday.
Yes, I told you so Monday. I'm just, you asked me, I'm telling you, that's what it is. I've told you so Monday.
I said I thought it was one of the most impressive wins of Jalen Hurts' career.
It was.
And it was. No question about that. But it's I told you so Monday.
Now he's one of the greatest of all time.
This is.
Right? According to DeMond.
You know,
This is not zero sum.
I'm going to be an adult today.
It's not.
Unfortunately, it's not. What do you always say? It's not easy being an adult?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really not easy because I could point out if the offense in the first half had a pulse, they wouldn't have needed to do that in the second half.
That's facts.
I mean, that's facts. Mm-hmm. The comeback was awesome. The Buffalo game in 23 was just like this. The offense was pretty bad in the first half, and then Jalen was awesome in the second half. This is what happened.
By the way, we might not even have 7 points in the first half if Zach Bond doesn't get an interception.
Oh, I don't think they scored. Yeah. They had a short field. That's the only reason we scored in the first half.
Well, if you want to play that game. Mm-hmm. Well, the last score didn't matter, but the defense was a big part of us coming back.
Oh, and the last horse crosses the finish line on defense.
No.
Luxury, necessity, AI take, all that nonsense.
First of all, my take is still valid.
No.
It is.
These defensive players are going to get paid soon, and you're cooked.
So, okay, when they get paid, but until that happens, my take still has legs.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's calm down. Keep going with all your phone calls here on the win. Jalen's comeback, Jordan Davis as well. We got to spend a few minutes on the weekend the Phillies had, too. And some very interesting comments by one Philly in particular as the final week of the regular season is upon us. It's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
on the road again to a Super Bowl. Santa Clara, we got our song off Friday.
It does.
And how about this? Week 3, 2017 on the road to Super Bowl. 61-yard Jake Elliott field goal. Week 3 last year on the road to a Super Bowl victory. Dallas Goedert, 61 yards against the Saints. Week 3 yesterday, Jordan Davis scoop and score 61 yards against the Rams. Which best describes your emotion after the Eagles win over the Rams? It is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. We got three choices for you. Shocked, excited, relieved. It's pretty split the voting on this. Hugh, which one do you think is winning? Shocked, excited, or relieved that the Eagles blocked that kick and won it the way they did?
I'm going to say relieved.
That's actually the fewest votes.
Seriously?
22% relieved.
Nailed it.
36% shocked. 42% excited.
Excited.
I mean, all those emotions kind of, you kind of probably felt them all.
And I would say shocked, but I guess I got to be done being shocked.
Well, they win every game.
Like from this moment on, like if they're not going to lose that, when are they going to lose?
Well, I tell you.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, considering they did everything to lose the game yesterday. I mean, they were down 19. They had a fumble in their own territory on the 10-yard line. Like, it almost felt like they were giving that one away. And they still won the game against a good football team. Hugh, that's not easy to do.
No, it's not. And man, I tell you, I'm surprised it skewed the way that it did, because being there at the link yesterday and hearing those rain of boos come down before the half.
Well earned, by the way.
That was bananas.
Yep.
So that's why, you know, I was kind of surprised, because I think people were shocked. Because the way they're playing the first half, I'm not saying it wasn't warranted, because I think it was. They look bad. They look real bad. They look real, real bad.
Yeah, if you asked me the question of what would you have thought when they were down 26-7, like your thought if they could win the game, I would have said no way. I mean, with the way they were playing, no way. Now, as they sort of matriculate their way back and Jalen got hot, then it became plausible, and they pulled it off. Bruce in D.C. is up at work. Bruce, how we doing?
Good morning, Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and I'm down in Atlanta. And look, I'm not down here for a furry convention. I'm down here with the grandkids, obviously.
Oh, hey. That's nice to hear.
And make sure you go get you some lemon pepper wings while you're in the A, though.
Hey, you
I know a spot
what?
To go get some.
I heard you talk about those things. You know, I'm going to make that. I'm going to make it happen, and I will give you a report.
Yeah, they deliver sure to them, by the way.
It's probably better because with family.
Probably because you're with the grandkids. Yeah. You probably want them to deliver the wings.
Yeah,
they deliver.
Yeah. Gotcha. But look, hey, Hugh, man, look, I'm standing in my truth with you on your take on this game, because it was just wildly. I don't even know. I'm trying to sum this thing up between the first and the second half. It seemed like it was just chaos in the first half, but then in the second half, it's like we had this evolution. And maybe some puppet master was behind the curtains pulling all the strings and showing everybody about how the hell we're supposed to be operating as an offense. I'm just completely thrown by this game. I really am. And, you know, one of the other things that we weren't talking about, you know, it was a good sign to the special teams, but it was horrible, too. I mean, I think one of the things in the first half, aside from the play calling, and Jason didn't do Jalen. Didn't do too well either. Mm-hmm. But was catching the ball. The four straight possessions, they dropped the freaking ball on the kickoff, and they wound up with terrible field position.
Yes.
It was like they had the yips. They couldn't even catch the damn ball.
Well,
the
broadcast was talking about how the Rams have come up with this thing where the ball kind of comes off the kicker's foot different and it spins different. But
really?
It was giving the Eagles a ton of trouble back. I think Mechie was back there for a little bit. It was Bigsby a little bit. They couldn't catch the ball. It was ridiculous. They were starting drives on like the 15 instead of the 35.
Yep. Yeah, but I mean, but all that went away in the second half.
Yep.
I just don't know, but I'm sure. Look, I'm just going to look. I'm happy that they won, but we got to go back and we got to talk about Petullo. I'm telling you, I am extremely concerned about what's going on between him. I love you. Thank you for the Sky Marshal. I think that thing is going to stick, because I think Jalen probably put his foot down and said, "Damn it, I'm taking up. I'm going to do what I'm going to need to do."
I'm the Sky Marshal. I'm Sky Marshal Hurts. That's right.
Don't you know who I am?
Hey, I'm telling you, look, So we're gonna see how this plays out, because I'm gonna tell you, look, Tampa's not all that. You know, everybody's scared of freaking Tampa.
I agree with you, Bruce. Tampa is overrated. They win every game like the Eagles won yesterday, but they won all three like that.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Last year, yeah, they skull-drugged us in the regular season, but we were missing our primary weapons in that game. We weren't at full strength.
Yep.
So, look, we get the play calling together down here. We're going to go to – I mean, the freaking stinking Jets hung 27 on them.
Hughes guy Aaron Glenn dancing on the sidelines yesterday. It was wild.
Yeah. Let's get it together, man. Let's pull together, Sirianni and crew. Get your heads out your four-point of contact and turn this offense loose to the Sky Marshal.
Yeah, now we're talking the Sky Marshal. Oh, here's a question. Good call. I think the way people feel about Petullo today is all based on how you react to Hugh's theory. So if you think your theory, your conspiracy theory, Hugh, is that Kevin Petullo was not calling the plays in the second half, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you feel like Hugh's correct on this, then we all got to be out on Petullo, because the offense stunk, and then as soon as he got out of the way, the offense worked.
Well,
but if Petullo was calling the plays, don't we got to give him props for adjusting, and he's figured it out now?
I don't think we need to throw Petullo away.
Oh, if...
Well, they might as well just fire him if that was... I mean, if that was the case,
he was emasculated yesterday. they took the play calling away at halftime.
Well, first of all, that's my reckless speculation.
No, I'm saying if you're right.
Okay, if I'm right, he's not going to get fired because he's Sirianni's guy.
Yeah, but he's soft fired.
Like, what's the point of him?
He's handpicked. Now, here's another theory. If you'd like me to workshop this one with you.
Oh goodness.
I think that they went behind closed doors and somebody slapped him across the lips and told him get your stuff together.
Oh, dude.
Like, you know,
why'd you have to go that far?
The Batman meme, bow, get your stuff together. But they didn't say stuff. They said the other word.
Bam! Adam West, pow!
Okay, explain to me why it looks so different.
Now there was an altercation in the locker room.
But okay,
Mr. Locker Room Punch.
Explain to me why it looks so different. Explain that to me.
Well, they had
that was
they had,
night
they had,
and day.
Okay,
they,
so they there's no minutes, way for yeah. me to explain it to you without somebody getting slapped?
Sometimes slaps in the face wake people up, or cussing people out.
I do like
I'm
that you
a firm
went to the.
In both of those.
I like you went to the Adam West Batman. Bam, pow, slam.
Get your stuff together, Kevin. Pow.
Pop.
Damn it, man! You're killing us,
man. We're not aging ourselves with 1960 television here. That's not what's
something happened. Come on, man. Something happened, and here's another thing. I wasn't gonna bring it up, maybe because it's just me. Mm-hmm. How many of y'all ever noticed, to be fair, I don't know how long he was sitting there. How many offensive coordinators y'all see sitting down during the course of the game, not talking to the quarterback? Why the quarterback roll up on him to talk? I ain't never seen that before. Maybe it might be a little thing, but I'm just like most offensive coordinators I've seen be on their feet most of the time.
Now, we don't know if he sat down to talk to someone in particular, but I did feel like, get your butt up, Kevin.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Why are you sitting down, dog? Yeah. We getting our ass kicked and you over there relaxing.
Yeah, no recliners. We're on the sideline here.
This is the slap. Get your ass up. Get your ass off the bench.
We got five minutes. I'm going to break your face.
Listen.
Right.
I don't condone violence.
This is my favorite Hugh Jerry today.
I don't condone violence. Yep. But sometimes violence is the answer, man.
Yeah.
Violence is the answer.
Of all of the things you said today, this is the one that is my favorite.
I told you I was going to come in here and recklessly speculate today.
I know, but you should have started off and they slapped him across the lips in segment one.
But the slap feels like it might be the one, though.
Well, there's no coming back from the slap then. I mean, he might as well put his resignation papers in.
No, he's not.
Because
they gave his props. Hey, no,
you get slapped at work in front of your coworkers.
No.
You're going back.
No, he didn't get slapped. He got slapped. The coach slapped him in behind closed doors.
What? Sirianni slapped him?
Yeah, and told him, get your stuff together.
Okay.
And he said, hey, coach. He started crying and said, hey.
You're going to get a message from the Eagles for this one.
I'm sorry.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten texted.
Oh, no. It's coming.
You see me keep looking at my phone.
It's coming.
Is that why it keeps going off?
That wasn't my phone that time. Mm. Now the first one was. Let me tell you what happened. That's my watch. I let my son wear my watch yesterday and he pushed some buttons. And I don't know how to make it go back to what it was.
So the guy that can't figure out his watch is giving us behind the scenes theories on what's going on.
I mean, that's what I'm recklessly speculating.
Joe in Philly is up. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up,
Joe? What's going on, man?
Of course. You know that. Yeah, yesterday was a fun game to watch, and you mentioned they had us on the ropes. Well, guess what? What do you have to do when you're fighting the champ? You have to usually knock them out to win. We're the champs still, and we proved that yesterday. I didn't like the Nacua call. The refs need to get their asses out of these games that are hard worked. Both teams play their asses off, and I don't want to see the refs getting in the way of these games. But the Rams had ample time, ample opportunities to win it, and they didn't do it. So very surprised they didn't. I wasn't surprised we blocked it, but, you know, it was great. I think we were in their head after that kick before that. So very exciting game. Now I'm already looking ahead. I'm looking at the weather for Tampa next week. You know,
what do we got? How hot is it going to be down there? Because it always seems to be really hot down
80s,
there.
80s, high 80s, not maybe 90s, maybe chance of rain. There's going to be some humidity. We got to roll these guys. They rolled us last year. I know we weren't, you know, full strength, but man, you know, we're the champs, man. This is going to keep going.
Joe, we owe them one. We owe them one. They beat us in the playoff game down there. They beat us last year in September, Joe, like you said, even though we weren't at full strength. A good phone call. We owe the Bucks one. And I don't think they're as good as the record. We owe them one. The Eagles are better. And my feeling right now is the Eagles go down there and win this football game. All right. You may have missed it this weekend or just kind of back-burnered it because all the Eagles stuff going on. Hugh, I need your reaction to this. So Saturday night, I guess it was Friday night, Nick Castellanos hit his 250th home run, came in off the bench. Mm-hmm. Phillies lost 2 out of 3 this weekend in Arizona. It's not that big of a deal. They're still in
good spot.
Great shape to be the number 2 seed, which is what they're going to be in the postseason. But all right, they had a tough weekend for the first time in a while. They go down to Arizona, but they did win that game Friday. Castellanos came off the bench, number 250. After the game, though, this is pretty awkward stuff here. Castellanos talking to reporters about his role, adapting to his role, where he's at. Just listen to this.
Do you understand why you haven't been playing as much as you normally would?
I don't really talk to Rob all that often, so that's just, I play whenever he tells me to play, and then I sit whenever he tells me to sit.
So, you know, the coaches or Rob don't sit down and explain to you what they want you to do and whatever role they want you to have?
Communication over the years has been questionable, at least in my experience. But also, I grew up communicating with somebody like my father, which is very blunt, direct, and consistent.
So we had that on Friday night. Your take?
He's going through it a little bit. He's handling it the best way that he can. I think he's been a little facetious in the way that he says they're talking to him. I don't see that being the case. It might not be the way that he expected it to be. But I think they told him that this was a 2-platoon situation and that his playing time was probably going to be cut. Because we went through this earlier in the year. That's just the way he perceives it.
I'm glad you said the word perceive. Last year he played every day. Did he complain about Topper's communication every day?
Mm-mm.
It strikes me as he doesn't like what he's hearing, not how he's hearing it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's okay because I was always told the player's the last one to know when your game is falling off.
Yes.
You know, and if, like, you have to be realistic with this. And I think that, and I'm not mad at Castellanos for living his truth because that's basically what he's doing. He sees it a certain way, and he's not going to see it that way until this is all said and done.
Which could be soon. I mean, I don't mean the season, but I don't know if he's going to be here next year. Well, this might just be the next month and a half is his tenure in Philadelphia.
Well, it might be, but I'm talking about once they win the World Series, because I'm speaking it into existence, he's going to look at it totally different. But right now, he can't see it because he's not an integral part of, in his mind, the success that they're having. He'll get over it. I mean, it's a tough spot to be in, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, him being at home, you know, talking to people that are close to him, and they're you know, they're kind of feeding the ego a little bit. He's feeling some kind of way, but he'll get over it.
I actually thought something was missed on Friday throughout the whole question and answer session. He came off the bench in that game and had a big moment.
Yeah,
that could be his role in October, and that if he can do that, it could. I mean, look, let's put it this way: there are not many hitters on benches in the postseason more accomplished than Nick Castellanos.
Yeah.
Right, he has 250 career home runs. I know it's a weird way to get here. He could be this team's Matt Stairs. He could have a pinch hit moment.
He don't see it like that
but
right now.
But my thing is, he did it. He showed me on Friday he can come off the bench cold. It was his second at-bat, but he came off the bench cold, had a good at-bat in his first at-bat, then hit a home run. That should be the takeaway here, that he has the ability to change the game with one at-bat. Because of what he's got in his talent, you know, his talent still is there in some ways. But it's tough for him to see what he could do on this team. He just doesn't like Topper.
Was that not kind of like a wildly worded question, though? Do you understand why you've been demoted?
He kind of.
Do you know you suck?
Yeah, he did that.
It's like if you have a kid, he does something bad, you put him in timeout. You're like, do you understand why I put you in timeout?
Yeah, he did. He was fishing. The reporter was fishing.
Crazy. Yeah.
I mean, that's not cool, but he answered it the best way that he possibly could. That's why.
I mean, I understand.
Not mad at.
Yeah, like I don't know. It's sort of it's a question that we want to hear about. Like, what's it like between you and Thompson right now? I just found the wording of it hilarious. Do you understand why you're demoted?
He could cut it off by giving a more thoughtful answer, like, "Hey, we're winning. I'm happy. Let's move on." And then he doesn't, so they pry. But I did think that was like a "Are you serious, man?" question. Like, I could see why he was annoyed at the question.
Yeah.
And I get those guys trying to do their job covering the team, and he is. There's not many controversial stories on the Phillies right now, right? It's all good.
It's my watch, man.
Hugh,
that's my watch. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to fix the settings, man. It's not my fault. Harper's fault. I don't know what he did.
It does work. It does really work for the show today. Our conspiracy theory guy's got a watch that's just beeping every 5 minutes.
I don't know what he did.
Tinfoil hat Douglas over here.
I don't know what he did to the settings.
I mean, you know we have like 3 minutes until we take a break, and you can do all that then.
No, but I'm saying it chimed on its own, and I was trying to turn it off. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. This is the last. Let me see if it.
Okay.
I think. No, that's not it.
That's more than enough. Okay. Juice in South Philly. Hey, Juice.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
Juice.
How you doing?
What's going on, man?
So I got to tell you, right, you and your boy JoJo thinking like you, because JoJo sat there the entire second half, and all he kept saying was, what did they put Petullo on an airplane? There's no way he's still calling these plays. There's no way. Like, he literally said it the entire second
half. Shout out to JoJo, man, my coach mm-hmm. for my fantasy football
You win
team.
This week?
I don't know. I got to check the stats.
User looking good. User up like 40, and you still got Gibbs, and he still had – the other guy has two guys left, but you still got Gibbs, and you're up 40.
See?
So JoJo. Looking
shout
good.
Out to JoJo, man.
Yeah, all the credit to JoJo. Yeah, none to Hugh Douglas.
That's all right. We win this thing. We're going to split this
game. So, as long as my team struggles – I'm like, man, why'd you give JoJo to you?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I don't want to sound like I'm not happy because I'm elated the way that we came back in that game. I got to be honest, I never felt like we were out of it. Maybe that's to me the mystique of Hurts. I feel like he's a winner. He's going to find a way to do it. But I do feel like, so we sit here, and I'm going to say we because there's like two different sides. There's the Hurts backers and the Hurts haters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we sit here, and every week they'll say, well, Hurts needs to do this, or Hurts needs to do that. And then when he does it, oh, he did it, let him do it again. That's not really how it works. You can't say a man can't do something, and then when he does it, be like, oh, well, that's just one time.
So, Juice, I agree with you, but no one's saying he can't. Nobody says that. It's very rare that we take a phone call on WIP where someone says Hurts doesn't have the ability. What we talk about, or people call in and say he doesn't do it often enough. That's different.
All right. So, listen, I'm going to show my age here for a minute.
Okay.
I've been listening to WIP since Brookie and the Rookie. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's how long I've been listening to your show.
Yeah, that rookie turned out pretty good. That rookie back then.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. So I have maybe Donovan McNabb catches more scrutiny than Jalen Hurts, in my opinion, throughout the years. And I don't understand how we live in a city that we have a man that just finds ways to win, and when he does it, he still gets doubted. And I'm not saying you did. What I'm saying is, as a whole, as a collective unit, like, for instance, OG Wade brought up the conversation you were having about the Bills last week. And I get it. You came on, you said he obviously did it, da-da-da. But you're walking it back because he did it. You didn't believe in him and thought he couldn't do it. And we had to listen to you guys.
I disagree. Juice, I love you, man, but I disagree. I'm going to say it very clearly. What I said, we were talking about the Bills and Ravens game.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was posed, do you think Jalen could have won that game?
Yes. And you answered it, what you thought would potentially happen.
But yesterday, he didn't win that game, guys. What are we talking about? That game was, now, it was impressive yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The game was 41-40. in week one. The Eagles scored 27 offensive points yesterday. You can't take a whole first half off and get to 41. There's not enough possessions. So yesterday, when the Eagles win a game where they have to score 41 offensive points, then I will say Jalen won that game. Well, Jalen won an impressive game yesterday. But if you want, and I told you so from week one, I'm not giving it to you on that because that game was different than yesterday's game.
Yeah, and even though I think it's kind of splitting hairs, like I understand the 41 points is very different from what we did. We had you have to play good for both halves to put 41 points up. Right.
Yes, that's
like,
my point.
Sure. But I guess where I was attacking it from was, would he be able to dig them back out of that sort of deficit through the air? Because when you're down that much, you have to throw. You're forced to throw. So that was sort of where I ate my words on that earlier in the show. But like, by the way, Juice, that's exactly how it works. If I say something and then I get proven wrong, I will say that that I will eat my words on it. Like, that's exactly how all of this should work. Like, if I thought something and then was proven wrong, am I going to sit here and be like, nah?
Yeah, I just think there's something missing from all this that we would just do it every week. No, I haven't heard anyone in years. I mean, when he was drafted, people used to call me and tell me he didn't have the ability. And I was the one sitting here and said, I think he does have the ability. No, I haven't heard anyone in years say the word ability for Jalen Hurts. Consistency.
Yeah.
Also, as much as we want to have fun with conspiracy theories, he did drop back to pass 12 times in the first half. There were 12 pass plays called in the first half. He did crap with them.
Yeah.
Like, he played better in the second half. I think when everyone takes a victory lap, I say, why doesn't he do that more? Like we know
that's fair.
He can do it. Like, it's anyone with eyes could see that Jalen Hurts can do it. The question is how often we get that kind of pass a game. And the second half, it was incredible. I agree with Kyle. I agree with everyone. I mean, we're all on the same page today. That's what we want to see. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right. We'll keep reacting with you on the win, plus our takeaways from the rest of Sunday's action. And we got to revisit a comment that went terribly for a person in the NFL. That's next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped two new bacon flavors, people, that y'all have to try. First up, we have cracked pepper thick cut bacon, black pepper coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the forest thick cut bacon, smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're firing it up for breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, these bacons bring big flavor. Bacon is serious business around these parts, people, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.